Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Judges, chapters 7 to 9. Depending on God alone for our spiritual battles. When Gideon prepared himself to make war with the Midianites, God told him bluntly that he had too many people in the army. We read that in Judges chapter 7 verse 2. And the Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.'" However, in fact, the enemy's strength was formidable on the natural. We read in Judges chapter 7 verse 12 like this. "Now the Midianites and the Amalekites, all the people of the east, were lying in the valley as numerous as locusts, and their camels were without number as the sand by the seashore in multitude." Although Gideon could muster only 32,000, which was 1/6 of the Midianite army, this number was too great by God's standards, for it was God's purpose to teach Israel a memorable lesson of dependence on Him. God wanted that the praise of Israel's victory may be totally directed to Him alone, and no one could claim the glory that He alone deserves. This way, the Israelites will be more strongly obliged to serve God. With 300 committed soldiers, a great attack strategy, and God's help, Israel won a decisive victory through Gideon's leadership. This incident teaches us a valuable lesson. We need to depend on God alone for our spiritual battles. We read in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." We have an unseen enemy, an enemy that we cannot see with our natural vision. God is a spirit, and He alone can help us win our spiritual battles. We need to take up the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, using the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 verses 13, 17 and 18. We have an enemy who has already been defeated on the cross by our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may boldly declare, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."